Brothers, sisters, today we celebrate the 37th anniversary of our church. Let's give all thanks and glory to Father God who set up this church, Manmin, with senior pastor its central pillar and manifested numerous signs and wonders, thereby being greatly glorified. I also thank God for allowing us to see, hear, and experience the signs and wonders and making us the flock of Manmin. Brothers and sisters, I thank all of you for having devoted yourselves for His kingdom with fervent prayer and love. Since the founding of this church, we, Manmin, have united as one in the Lord, lifting high the banner of sanctification. That's how we've always been able to glorify God, which is the purpose of God's having established the church. Today, I'll speak about the secrets of Manmin having united as one in the Lord. I ask each one of you making up the body of Christ under the name Manmin to stay faithful in your respective fields until the day of our Lord's coming. I hope that our Lord, the head of all churches, will be glorified through Manmin and proudly introduce us to Father God. Dear brothers and sisters and guests, the first secret of being united in the Lord is to follow the Word of God. We read in Psalm chapter 23, verses 1 and 2, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters." Following the word of Father God, we, Manmin, have been able to unite as one. Also, following the word of the Lord, the good shepherd who gave up his life for the sheep, we've been able to unite as one. Before he founded this church, senior pastor offered up countless hours of prayer and fasting to receive God's revelations on the Word. As we know well, he sought to find out from the Bible what Father God wants from us, human beings. When he'd pile up prayer for 7 years, God answered him. Our Lord granted him his revelations on the Bible. One of his revelations was the message of the cross, which bears the ultimate purpose of God's having created man. The purpose of His having created man and embarked on the human cultivation is to gain true children with whom He can share love forevermore. The message of the cross clarifies how Jesus suffered as the Son of God to complete the providence of salvation, and how people who've been born of water and the Spirit by accepting Jesus Christ can grow spiritually. On top of this, he divided our faith into five different levels. Romans chapter 12, verse 3 mentions measure of faith. Also, 1 John chapter 2, verse 12 through 14 provide us with a detailed account of levels of faith from the first level to the fifth, which is the highest level. The message on the measure of faith informs us that our eternal dwelling place in heaven is determined by the measure of faith we achieve here on earth. Those who listen to the message can set a clear goal in life. We saw in the Manmin magazine during the Friday online service, in his 20s, he realized the true purpose of life. That's how he testified in that magazine. Namely, they have a new goal of casting off evil anyhow and attaining to the whole Spirit, the full measure of Christ mentioned in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, while on this earth. They develop earnest hope of becoming true children whom God truly wants, thereby receiving His love on this earth and enjoying an intimate relationship with Him in the afterlife as well. Also, the message on spirit, soul, and body leads us to fix ourself, formed in the untruth, and come forth as men of whole spirit. It provides detailed explanations on the origins, on the fundamentals of man, which is possible only with God's revelations, and also presents us with ways to change ourselves into spirit. Apart from these messages, God's detailed revelations on the afterlife, heaven and hell, are essential for all people in this world, as well as Christians. Through these messages, an immeasurable number of people have moved from the way to hell onto the way to heaven. The messages I've mentioned so far are fundamentals and only a tiny part of all the revelations God has granted to this church, Manmin. Other than these, we've received God's revelations on complicated Bible verses and guidelines on prayer, worship services, healing, answers, and faith, which are essential to our life of faith. We know that people who follow the words of sanctification are united in Manmin, regardless of their age, gender, ethnicity, and nationality. Now, here, we have guests coming from worldwide. The gospel of holiness received from Father God and preached by Senior Pastor has spread to the whole world through broadcasting and other media. As of now, the books authored by Senior Pastor have been published in 62 languages, including 112 books published in Korean, a total of 634 books have been published in different languages. As a result, around the world are numerous people who've been impressed by the sermons and books and developed the same kind of hope that we, Manmin, have. Namely, more and more people worldwide make sanctification their first priority in life. Like this, as people become united by the Word, they make themselves members of Manmin. For instance, in Moldova, a country located in the Eastern Europe, a branch church was established. An ordinary believer happened to hear this gospel on YouTube and televisions. Greatly impressed by the message, he began to share them with his acquaintances. Most of those who accepted the gospel with a pure heart experienced change in life. Starting from April 2014, 9 members gathered in a house to offer worship service. As their membership grew, they prepared a sanctuary in October of that year and set up Moldova Manmin Church. In March, In March 2019, they received the government's approval to officially register the church and have been enjoying revival, big revival. Although it's a big challenge to set up a new denomination in Moldova, they testify that it was made possible in God's grace. Not just in Moldova, but in many countries, we have Manmin members joining our services on the internet because they have been united by the Word. They share the same hope with us. They long to achieve quick growth of faith anyhow and become qualified to enter New Jerusalem. Listening to this gospel of holiness, numerous people around the world, including you, have confessed, "These are the words of life that I've never heard elsewhere." They comment that they are spiritual words impossible to be shared without God's revelations. That's right. The words of sanctification are from God. This is the clear evidence of God's being with Manmin through the Word. And the unity in the Word has brought forth good and abundant fruits. Brothers and sisters and guests, the second secret to being united in the Lord is to be bound with bonds of love. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates His love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." In order to save us sinners, God had His only begotten Son become an atoning sacrifice. Whoever believes in such providence of the cross can have their sins forgiven and become God's children. Because all Christians worldwide call God Father, we are brothers and sisters bound by the blood of our Lord. People who receive from the Lord tremendous love which can't be paid back with anything can be united in the Lord's love. It is love that unites people with different thoughts, characters, language, educational and ethnic backgrounds. Colossians chapter 3 verse 14 also reminds us, "Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity." But as we head towards the end, people's love cools down. As people seek more of their benefits, conflicts and wars take place among individuals, peoples, and countries all the more frequently. But believers of the Lord all should unite in the bonds of the Holy Spirit and love. Last week, I met some members in a specific district, so I was very touched by some people's testimony. One of the district leaders who were accompanying me confessed that Pastor Chu, she called me Pastor Chu, actually, I didn't realize about myself before. Hearing this, I wonder what she was trying to say. And I try to hear what she said closely. And she told me that she has one of old lady in her district, and she lives with her daughter, and her daughter has some mental problem. And this old woman, aged 96, lives with her daughter who has mental problem. And she gave birth to her. She has been taking care of her. But because she became too old, her mental it has become difficult for her to take care of her daughter. So what happened? Because she couldn't, she was not as capable of taking care of her. And as I told you, her daughter has a mental problem because she is a retard. You know, how do children behave? They cannot go to the bathroom on their own. They cannot pee or by themselves. She even though she is over 60, she cannot she cannot pee or by herself. And that's why she was reluctant to accept the church members visiting her. So she has her daughter stay in the living room and accepts the church members. But nowadays, she no longer does that. And her daughter is in a more serious condition. But the district leader didn't realize how serious their problem was. And one day, she visited her, and she found that this old lady was not at all, also had a... And when she opened the door of her daughter, the door was in a mess. As the district leader opened the door and saw that the room was in a mess, she was so heartbroken and she was so thinking that this old lady has taken care of her for all her life. She began to shed tears, and that's why even the district leader saw that the room was in a mess. She was not. She didn't think of it as, so she cleaned up the room and wiped everything. So, and she began to put herself in her shoes. And she began to shed tears. And she embraced this old lady and tears fell down uncontrollably. And this old lady also cried with her, and she patted her on her back, saying, "Thank you." So she opened, which means she opened up her heart. She refused to show everything in her room. But and after this, the district leader felt that her heart was filled with joy, and she shared that inspiration and joy with me. And she said that she still has that joy and inspiration from that home visit. And she, since then, she has continued to visit her to take care of them. And she says that even her daughter, which is over, she took care of them as if they were their family members. Because, and she also confesses that because she's learned good things from senior pastor, and because she has been taught by senior pastor, she finds herself having become a different person. And she was very thankful that she has become the member of Manmin. And now, this district leader, she has to move to a different city because of her husband's situation. But this old lady heard of the news that she would move to another city. And hearing this, she got sick. Because the person who has been taking care of her would move to another city, this old lady became sick and she lost appetite. But fortunately, her husband, her husband who passed away, left quite a fortune. So because we have a pretty good social welfare system in Korea, even though we had such a social welfare system, she didn't let any people know about her family situation. That's why they couldn't receive the financial support from the government. But now, as this district leader, after she heard that her district leader will move to another city, she anyway, she got sick, and she was so heartbroken, and Also, district leader was concerned that she would move to another city because of her family situation. And this old lady, and she even asked her, if I move to another city, would you follow me? And then this old lady replied, can I follow you? And she asked for my prayer for that. Actually, they don't have many days to live. But the district leader considered them as if they were their own family members. So she realized that this is the kind of love she learned from, this is the kind of love that Jesus Christ has. So even and doing so, she found herself having more love and sharing more love with her family members and others. Hearing her confession, I was so moved and impressed. What about you? As we change ourselves like this, and once Father God's grace come upon us, we can do so. And especially those who are sitting here today can do so as well, I believe. I hope all of you can share such love of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10 advises us, now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be made complete in the same mind and in the same judgment. Especially in churches, we should become wholly united without any conflict. Conflicts, arguments, or clashes within a church are followed by the works of Satan, and they create a wall between God and the church. They not only hold back revival, but prevent blessings from coming upon believers. Just as today's passage, Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 and 5 say, therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. How happy would it be if we consider each other's position, respect each other's opinions, and seek each other's benefits, whether we are in a church, or our family, or our workplace? The most crucial thing in fulfilling God's will and providence is to keep peace. Ephesians chapter 4 verses 26 and 27 tell us, be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. And do not give the devil an opportunity. If we get angry, quarrel, and break peace, we give the enemy the opportunity. Thus, we should all keep peace and become united in one heart in the bonds of truth, the Holy Spirit, and love. Then Satan cannot find any grounds to interfere with us, and we can become united in the Lord and greatly reveal God's glory in His providence. Brothers and sisters and guests, the third secret to be united in the Lord is to always seek Father God's glory. For the sake of God's glory, Jesus performed many signs and wonders. He made the blind begin to see, the mute to speak, and the crippled to walk. People who witnessed this at the scene all gave glory to God. By manifesting God's almighty power on this earth, Jesus glorified His Father. Before He revived Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, He stated, this sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Because Jesus sought Father God's glory, many people believed that He belonged to God. Especially, a man who'd been blind from birth but opened his eyes by meeting Jesus, confessed in John chapter 9 verses 32 and 33, "Since the beginning of time, it has never been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." And Psalm chapter 62 verse 11 reminds us, "Power belongs to God. Thus, if anyone performs God's power, he is a man of God." On top of that, if the person who performs power only gives glory to God, not to himself, it demonstrates that he belongs to God. In order to fulfill the good will of Father God who desires all people to reach salvation, Senior Pastor earnestly prayed to receive power. As a result of offering countless hours of prayer and fasting, when he prayed in the name of Jesus Christ, wonders, as well as healing of all kinds of diseases, took place on numerous occasions. As those who've been with this church since its early days can testify, manifestations of God's power have never stopped for the last 37 years. It's never an exaggeration to say that the works of God's power have been manifested at Mamid every year, every month, and every day. And it'd be impossible to number them all. Signs, wonders, and extraordinary works recorded in the Bible are taking place even at the moment here at Mamin. Moreover, they have been manifested on an increasingly great scale. The messages preached by Senior Pastor have been shared by numerous people around the world via the internet and other media. Countless testimonies of people who've experienced healing through Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick or prayer with handkerchiefs have been flooding in. It's no exaggeration to say that even now people are experiencing God's power somewhere in the world. Father God doesn't merely say with words, "I am with you." He demonstrates convincing evidences through works which are possible only by Him. Brothers and sisters, I have been with this church since its early days. And there have been many incidents that have been inscribed on my heart. When I think of these moments, my eyes become wet with tears, and I'm filled with inspiration. There are many such incidents. When this church was founded back in 1982, there was an incident in which Senior Pastor's three daughters and a young man they had a carbon dioxide poisoning because of the coal gas. They were almost, even if they had been taken to the hospital, they could not have been treated. You know, back in 1980s, as you can remember, we heated up the room with coal gas. Back in, 70s and 80s, statistics show that over 2,000 people in Korea died or ended up being disabled by breathing in carbon dioxide, which comes out of coal. Coal was used for heating. But Senior Pastor's three daughters were taken up from the basement to the sanctuary, and they were all lying on the sanctuary floor. And many of the church members have gone back after the service. Only 40 or 50 people remained in the sanctuary and saw the situation. And as I saw, as we saw his daughters or and the young men lying down on the floor, we didn't know what to do. As soon as he saw that scene, Senior Pastor walked up on the altar. Still now, I cannot forget it. He prayed, "Father God, thank you. How could a person, this is not a fiction, this is not a novel, it's a reality. Not long after this church was founded, you know, his daughter was, and the young man was almost dying, and he prayed. He prayed wholeheartedly, saying, Father God, thank you. Father, I'm thankful that my three daughters are going to heaven where there is no agony or sorrow. But I ask you to revive that young man because his death could dishonor you, could take away your glory. So please revive him. And I think you've heard this story numerous times, but except for the newcomers. But every time we hear this, we are inspired and thrilled. How could a person pray like that? A father of three daughters, he has just founded this church, and he was facing that big incident. It could, you know, even in that situation, however, he expressed his gratitude to Father God and demonstrated such faith and began to pray on them. And as soon as he prayed on them, they came back to life one by one, and they have been living to this day. Thank you, Father. And also another incident, back in 1991, Senior Pastor, because there were many shocking incidents going on, he had excessive bleeding on his nose. And after the Friday all-night service was over, he, around 3 a.m., he began to bleed so much. It was uncontrollable. It was out of his control. And we took him to his residence. We urgently arrived at his residence. And he began to bleed profusely at the nose. By our common sense, what do we have to do? We have to call on the ambulance and take him to the hospital. But we didn't do so. We just took him to his residence. And then, we were not medical doctors. We didn't have medical knowledge. We just waited for him to heal. Although bleeding stopped, but it was only temporary. And do you remember for how many days the bleeding lasted? And it went on and on. His bleeding lasted for a few days. And then we took him to the prayer location. And I was waiting by his side because no one could tell when the bleeding would start again. And But even though he was in that condition, he even after he has bled, once he drank something, he began to bleed again. And his face turned pale. He couldn't lie down comfortably. And he just sat down on a mat and so, looking at him by his side, I even thought, is he a human being? I shed so many tears, and I knew that God would take responsibility, God would take care of the situation, and there should be God's providence for this, but this went on for 8 or 9 days. Me and Elder Chung Soo Chae, we were so anxious and we were so concerned about his situation. And then, so in that prayer location, we attended the worship service together, and senior pastor received this prayer, prayer for the sick, his own recorded prayer for the sick. And soon after he received that prayer, the bleeding stopped completely. And then he began to recover rapidly, and he has been, and he, as you know well, he has been accomplishing his ministry mightily. And he had complete trust in Father God's providence. So even when his daughters were almost dying, and even while he was bleeding and about to die, at the time he described his situation as he endured and bared all the pain. And finally, Father God worked for him. Actually, if he had been taken to the hospital, he could have been healed easily. I think it's not hurt. His condition could be treated easily. But even so, senior pastor refused to have any medical treatment, but completely relied on Father God. He confessed, I belong to Father God. If Father God revives me, I live. If so that's why he refused to receive any medical treatment, even in that situation. So we have been walking with the Lord with such senior pastor, and through the works manifested by him, also in Romans chapter 15 verse 18, Apostle Paul confessed, for I will not presume to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me, resulting in the obedience of the Gentiles by word and deed. Manifestations of power is the most obvious and absolute evidence of God's being with us and guaranteeing us. That's why senior pastor brought down power through earnest prayer and has only given glory to Father God. At his overseas crusades, he proclaimed about God the Creator and Jesus Christ, and through power that confirmed the words, many people were healed and they all gave glory to God. Through this, God's glory has been revealed in many parts of the world. In countries where the overseas crusades were held, Christianity has enjoyed revival. such great and marvelous works are possible only when God is with us. We, Mamin members, should only seek God's glory through power, which He will unceasingly manifest here at Mamin until the day of the Lord's coming. Brothers and sisters and guests, I've told you that the secret of becoming united in the Lord is to follow God's word, to be bound with the bonds of love, and to seek God's glory alone. Our Lord mentioned in John chapter 14, verse 12, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father." Those who accept this word as truth can manifest signs and wonders as Jesus did and do even greater things. In doing so, they can magnify, glorify Father God. Our Lord desires all His believers as well as pastors to do so. That's why He prayed in John chapter 17, verse 22, "The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one." Just as He is one with the Father, He wants us, His believers, to wholly become one with the Father and Himself. I pray that all of you will come forth as the fruit of our Lord's earnest prayer. I pray in our Lord's name.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.